Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody, again. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wendell.
Good morning, Vance.
All right. Well, hey, first, Wendell, how is the fishing this morning?
A little slow.
We're
going to pick up. I think it's waiting for me to finish, and then I'm going to get down to some serious business.
Those fish know that you're not focused right now because you're a little distracted. But first of all, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your schedule on a Saturday. I know there's a lot of other things that not only you could be doing, but also our listeners that are keying in. And let me just put an overview, because I know neither one of you are new to Saturday AM Live. And that being said, neither one of you are new, nor are our listeners, to the Two for the Win auto ship promotion, or as Jeff Isom challenged us 2 weeks ago on the kickoff call, our national vice president of sales and training. The phrase or the two words were due to. And what happens when we introduce two people in the same calendar month who make that decision to jump on board and sponsor with AutoShip, then not only do they set themselves up to receive $200 in free product 6 months down the road, but we, as the person who set it all in motion, who started the ball rolling, we in turn get or receive $200 in free product the following month. So, Al, and just for a preface or an overview of where you and Sandra have come from, we chatted about this the other day. You guys are not new to Nikken. I mean, as in the last couple months, right?
Right. We've been in 2 years.
2 years. And when did you go silver?
I'm guessing.
You're guessing. I didn't think that was too much of a curveball question, but if somebody were to ask me when I went silver, I wouldn't know the answer either. It was a long time ago. But I know for a fact it was not during the last 8 months. It hasn't been in 2014. So
yeah,
you guys been in Nikken for a couple years. You've been silver for a while. Let me ask you this question. This year, when 2014 rolled around, Nikken unveils this Two for the Win promotion. What happened? What caused you guys, you and Sandra, to jump on board and say, hey, we're going to do this thing?
Really, our sponsors played an important role. And also the fact that we could do that three-way calling in, that helped tremendously.
So you decided to tap into technology, in other words, is what you're saying.
Right. That three-way calling, and we would bring our barber satellite, and that just helped us out tremendously because people relax more after they hear a third party. And that works tremendously and can give them the information that they want to hear immediately that you don't really have to say, per se. And it just worked very well for us.
Okay. One of the things I know, and I've asked you, because I think for the record, people need to understand, when I saw what you guys were doing in the first couple months and I saw your name recognized on Nikken's recognition board of the Two for the Win. You did it in January. You did it in February. You did it in March. And I thought, oh, my goodness, these guys are just going nuts with this thing. And then talking with Barb Satterwhite, your upline, and Lisa Hazelgrove, your direct sponsor, that's one of the three magic things that I know you have done. From talking to you guys, one is that connecting people to your upline right off the bat and letting them see. One of the other things that I think Sandra shared with me that is vitally important has been, and maybe it's not as front and center in our lives, that one thing that she shared, we start every day, and we literally ask God to bring people across our path. How important is that to
That's
you guys?
Frank? That's very important to give prayer to that. And you have to remember, you pray for the right people to come into your path and face you face to face. Be careful you don't go, Lord, I want some people to pass, cross my path. And they're just crossing your path.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pray specifically, because God is very specific. Pray that the right people will come into your path. And that's how we met Barbara. We went to Barbara's seminar, and nobody was there. And we were there, and we were there with her face to face, and we didn't have bone issues. And she said, well, why did you come? Because we just wanted to know more about health. And that was the beginning, and that's how she got in our path, into our path, face to face. And that's how everybody has come to us, that way.
Okay.
We just pray that we'll send the right people to us, and we meet them into our path, face to face, and then we just go from there, and it's been working very well.
Okay. Well, and I know that one of the big things that, going back to what, and I'm kind of just going from my mental notes of those three things, prayer number one, pray specifically, and what you're doing, and I'm not going to get theological on people, but going right back to, oh my goodness, the book of 1 Chronicles, the prayer of Jabez. If only you would bless me, extend my border. And it's very, very specific, like you're saying. And when you guys met Barb and that kind of set thing in motion, and then doing three ways and immediately connecting with her, and this is where I'm going to switch gears with this third point. So prayer is the first. Doing those three ways would be second. Those fast meetings, getting people connected with information. But then that third one, and I think Wendell came on board as a result of this one. I'm just taking a guess here. Is the product demos.
Yes.
How important? And let me ask Wendell, and I think it sounds like somebody's driving that might have inadvertently.
Yes, I'm on the boat.
You're on the boat.
The boat is moving.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's perfect. No. Don't worry about it whatsoever. Wendell, how imperative was the product demo to you for you seeing that, wow, we've got something here?
It was God sent. It was heaven, because I was in pain.
Okay, and tell us about that. What kind of pain were you in?
I've had degenerative discs for many years, over 30 years, and in June I had a little procedure done, and I laid on my back too long, and my back escalated in pain, and I was visiting one of my friends, clients, and he was sharing the water with me. And I was talking to him, and I sat there and I drank about four or five glasses of water, which is unusual for me. And I said, wow, what kind of water is this? And he kept on telling me, and he couldn't explain it too well, but he just said, it's just good water, keep drinking it. And after the third time visiting his house and getting water from him, I'll just bring my jug and get water. He kept saying, you got to meet Al and Sandra. And he had Al on the phone one time. But quite naturally, I wasn't interested. I just wanted the water. But one day I went to his house to get the water. He said, oh, they don't live but right around the corner. Come on, man. And I was just coming to get some water. And I left my house open, and I was going to stay for about 5-10 minutes at the most. He said, oh, they're right around the corner. I want you to meet Al and Sandra. I said, okay. Well, lo and behold, that session, I was there about 2.5 hours with Al, I didn't leave nothing on the stove, but I left my house open, and lights, and it just was, I said, so my girlfriend was fixing dinner, and she was texting me, where are you, and I couldn't explain to her, because when Sandra gets to talking about the product, her enthusiasm and her, you can feel her heart goes out. And it was very interesting. And she asked me what kind of pain I had. I said, well, my back, I'm having some back issues. And the doctor tells me that keep taking pain medicine and either get a shot in your back or operation. And that wasn't in my game plan, neither one of those. And I just kept praying to God, just send me somebody, something to help me. And so this guy, David, kidnapped me and sent me to Al and Sandra. And they told me, they said, well, we have this bed that you need to try. I believe it will help you. But at this point, my pain was from a 1 to 10. It was a 13. So quite naturally, I said, give it to me. They was trying to figure out how they can get it to me. And I said, I'll come and get it. I mean, where is the bed? So I got the bed, and I put the bed on. I put the bed cover on my bed, and I got in the bed. And the next morning, I gingerly got out the bed because normally I would get out the bed in pain. No pain. I said, it's got to be just one of those days the Lord is blessing me. You know, this mattress cannot do this in this time. I wouldn't say nothing. I just couldn't wait till the next night to get back in the bed. But three straight nights, I had no pain. And I was so happy. I said, what in the world is what's in this bed? What's all about these magnets? And then sadly, Sandra called me and said, Wendell, we need our mattress back. I said, no, you can't have it back. No. But they let me have it for one more night, and they basically took the mattress. I said, I got to get me one of those. I just got to get that. But in the meantime, I got the insteps, the soles, to put in my shoes. And somehow or another, my pain was coming back. And my infinite wisdom told me to take those pants off my shoe and put them in my back and tie them up with my pajamas. And presto, no pain. So eventually, long story short, I purchased a bed, and I'm pain-free now, man. I got to wrap the pad now to put in my back. And I'm happy with Nika now. I'm satisfied with the product. So consequently, I'm on a crusade or a mission to tell anybody that's in pain about Neekin's products.
Well, and I know, Wendell, what you've done, and if I can go back and review, I'm just looking at my notes that I scribbled down as you shared. Number one, you, as far as your product results, you had started with the water. It sounds like a couple weeks prior to even getting on that sleep system.
Exactly.
Okay, so that set you up to win because you're getting the best water on the planet in your body. Even though it didn't cure, as you called your pain scale of 13, it set your body up and put all those trace minerals and all the electrolyte, everything in your body to actually function and work. You get on the sleep system, and then the first night you have results. And then when you jumped on board, point number two that I'm hearing is that you jumped on board and it sounds like you did the auto ship and you put the insoles on your auto ship because I've watched how Al and Sandra have duplicated their organization on down and that introducing people to not so much even the nutritionals on the auto ship, but just whatever you can throw on that to get started, and you can always go back and place a second order later. But then point number three, you're following in your sponsor David's footsteps because in that he kidnapped you and that you are in turn using that same method. And again, I have the advantage of looking at your whole organization, and you came on board last month with AutoShip, and then you in turn duplicated that on down, so you not only set yourself up to get $200 in free product 6 months from now, well now five, but you also earned $200 that was credited to your account yesterday.
Wow.
Because you sponsored two people.
Exactly.
And I'm I'm looking at this going, this is so amazing to see what you set in motion. And, well, it was modeled to you from Al, from Sandra, and just letting the Nikan solutions, looking at that five pillars of health, the healthy body, letting that be precedent, take number one. You know, Wendell, I want to let you get back to fishing, okay, because that's priority. But there's one other quick question. How did you injure your back, and how did this all?
I think it started back in playing football back in high school and in college, and then a couple of head-on collisions, and just, you know, over time, you know, I've been going to a chiropractor for over 35 years, so it's just something just as you get older, I'm 62, so as you get older, you get these injuries and these things that the doctors seem like they are baffled about, you know. The doctor looked at me and said, continue to take pain pills, and he just took my deductible, and I was very upset. I was very puzzled. What do I do? And then Nikan came along like a godsend, and I'm always will be indebted to Nikan, and I always will use this as my ministry, as helping hurting people.
Well, and you made my job much easier, because I can all I have to do is simply do the math in my head. And if you're 62, you've been compounding injury for more than four decades.
Exactly.
Going back to high school and car accidents. Yeah. Not all of us experience the abuse that a car accident will bring, but that just makes it 10 times worse. And our bodies will heal themselves, but we got to change the environment. And
yes.
That sounds like exactly what happened with you, with the sleep system those first three nights, and now with the insoles, and now you're on the bed.
The sleep system is nothing but the truth. But first, the water is the first precedence. And then the sleep system, I'm getting better sleep. I'm waking up much fresher, and I'm walking 2 miles a day when I couldn't even walk a half a mile. So I'm kind of looking for each night now, I'm looking forward to going to bed. I can't wait to go to bed, because I'm going to something, I call it my second girlfriend. I'm going to my girlfriend and getting in there and sleep so well.
Oh my goodness, your terminology is
that's my girlfriend. I bed. I told my girlfriend, she said, "You got a girlfriend?" I said, "Yeah, it's my bed, baby. It's my bed." That mattress is something else. So these products are awesome, man. I'm excited and I'm enthusiastic. And I kidnap people, because people don't believe what you say. So I have to show them in any form or fashion, just like David did me, because I would not have gone to see Al or Al and Sandra if it wasn't for his cunningness and putting me in the car and taking me to his house, and then that's all she wrote. So I have to do my friends the same way, because I tell them about good things. They're hurting. I tell them about good things, and they just push me off, brush me off. So I just said, look, I'm going to take you somewhere. Come on, get in the car with me, and I take them. And then they feel so grateful after I've done that. So that method of just...
And again, Wendell, you've not done anything new to the network marketing industry that's been going on for six decades, is that we really do need to introduce people to Walmart. We got to take them there, because
exactly.
We can tell them how great Walmart or Costco or Sam's, but until they actually experience it for themselves, fill in the blank. It could be Macy's. It could be Nordstrom. Doesn't matter what it is. But our responsibility is to take them to the store. Well, Wendell, thank you for sharing. I want to wrap up the call with Al sharing a little bit, but we're going to let you go back to fishing. And if you want to hit *6 on your phone line, you're welcome to listen in, or you can hang up. It's your choice. But that'll cut out some of the fishing noise there. And Al, I want to bounce right back to you and talk about this. And I know when we've talked over the last few months, you've always said that you don't really focus in on the, you know, what's going on or how many people you guys have sponsored, which to date in the first 7 months of 2014, it's over 60. Over 60 people that you've added to your organization. The hard numbers were when I looked up that 7 months ago you had, your organization boasted 5 people. It was you and Sandra and 4 consultants. That was it. And now today you're approaching 70 people total. A lot of these folks you have registered yourselves, and then a lot more you've duplicated on down by setting the example of doing this two for the win. And something that Sandra shared with me the other day in an email, that knowledge is power and lack of knowledge is expensive.
Yes.
How important is it to you guys when you're talking to people about NECAN that you and again, it's not about focusing in on the products or the amazing solutions that NECAN has, but just as what Al was talking about, kidnapping people and taking them. How imperative is it that you show them right up front, number one, you know, the solutions we have, and then number two, you leverage somebody else in that mix?
The demos are the best, and really the phone is the best one. The you do the muscle test with the phone, and that usually blow their mind, and they'll say, do it again, and you go that route. If you can use the insoles for a demonstration, I recommend doing the balance test, because I usually say if you're outside and it's a parking lot or somewhere and you see somebody, it's a good hit, you just say, I mean, it's hard to get, you know, you tell a person put their hands behind their back. So, but as long as someone is with them, that's fine. And you just do that balance test, because the balance test to me works on everybody. Some people, everybody is different. And I just say, I'm casually standing right here. I'm just going to slightly push down, and their toes go back. Watch the toes, and the toes come up. And then you do it again, and some people try to push the toes back down. I say, see, they're trying to put the toes down, so I got to push a little harder.
Most people that are listening right now via either live or via the recording, they understand the balance test. They've seen it probably dozens of times. But the phone, let's go back to that, because I know what you're talking about. And since I first heard about that months ago, my wife, she charges her cell phone on the nightstand because, you know, like most moms, you know, when you got kids that are out of the house, that's their point of connection, that they, you know, if they text or they call in the middle of the night, it's coming into that phone. And I told her after I heard your demonstration, which I want you to explain, I said, you got to put your phone inside this little far infrared elbow wrap. No more of just setting it on the nightstand, because I don't want those EMF waves coming over to me. And I just real quick before you explain that phone demonstration, Julie Tarr shared with us a couple weeks ago that when she bought her cell phone, there were four cell phone towers that her phone connected with at home. And when she checked a couple weeks ago, there are now 49. So it grew by 45 cell towers that her phone pings off of. That's a lot of negative EMFs that are coming in. And we can set ourselves up to succeed with something as simple as a far infrared wrap. So explain that demonstration that you do with the wrap and a cell phone.
So with the wrist wrap, you just put that over the telephone, and then you have the muscle test. Then you do it either way. Then you take it off, and once they see the difference, they're just like saying, "Do it again." Do it again. And then, I mean, I've had people go a third time, wait a minute, do it one more time, because they don't believe it. And they're doing it with all their might, and naturally the arm goes down. And it's very easy to do. People are very open to it when you approach them, and they just do it. The wrist strap also, the wristband, that works well too, if you use that. But I usually, for the guys, I recommend using the wrist wrap. And plus, it works very well. So just put it over your phone and put it in your pocket. I don't go anywhere without it, and it just works.
Okay. And I know that probably a lot of people aren't at that point saying, "Ooh, I got to get one of those for my cell phone," because I don't see a lot of people again looking at the numbers, looking at the auto ship orders. That's not what you're selling. You're demonstrating the technology, the solutions that Nikken has. I learned this phrase from Barb, you know, your upline, that we got to change the environment. We got to open up the door to allow Nikken solutions to come into our homes, and that's the only way that we can safeguard ourselves. And I don't get into fear tactics, but you're opening up their eyes.
Yes. We had one person say, "Well, I don't have my cell phone on me." We say, "Well, hey, that doesn't make any difference because you have all this energy coming all through you from everywhere, and you can't even see it."
Yeah, and I know that Elaine Connolly, one of our one of the gals in our organization, she's a retired nurse now, but she wears the MagFlex on her back when she's out in front. She doesn't have a back issue. She said, "But when I wear that and I walk into any place of business, I know that my body has a built-in defense mechanism against all that Wi-Fi, against all the smart meters, the microwave ovens that are in use, all that negative EMF." She said, "I don't have to worry about that because I've got something on me." Now, we can get the same benefit out of the M-Strides, out of the power band necklaces, but I think the biggest key here, Al, is what I'm seeing in your organization and what you guys are doing is getting people on AutoShip, introducing them to putting small ticket items on there because we can put so much on AutoShip these days. And I wanna go full circle in the few minutes that we have left here. What have you and Sandra, and again, you told me a few days ago that you haven't really focused in on all the free stuff that you've earned, but you have earned close to $2,000 in free product from Nikken because of what you guys have done every single month, either sponsoring two with AutoShip or four, some of the months
four,
you've done
yeah.
four. What have you used that credit on? What have you guys added to your own wellness home at Nikken's expense?
The air filters, that was a couple of, we're still working on another one of those. And really what we do, sometimes we just get products so that we be accessible and giving out products or loaning products out. And Sandra used to do that in the beginning. Sandra we'd go places and she'd be dragging all this stuff. I'm going, "What you bringing that stuff for?" And she said, "Well, you don't know." And sure enough, we'd go out and then people want it and she'd have sold about three or four things just because she had it. You can't sell it, you know, from an empty wagon. And that's true. And she will just drag all this stuff. I'm going, "Why? She got to bring all this stuff." And she brings everything, everywhere we go, so that she can be accessible. And she has a full wagon. And if anybody wants something, and you'd be amazed. People say, "Well, no, I don't want that black. I want blue." And she has blue. I mean, it just works that way.
You can't sell it from an empty wagon. That you know, that's how Truett Cathy got started, the founder of Chick-fil-A. And whether you like Chick-fil-A or you don't, makes no difference. But he started his first business with a radio flyer wagon, and the rest is history. I want to ask one final question, and that is, Al, did you ever imagine with what's going on, because I know that Sandra is full-time at the university, looking forward to retirement, but did you ever imagine that the two of you could have this much fun doing something?
That's an interesting kind of... I didn't think Sandra was going to retire from VCU until she was 70, because she loves what she do. She gives it all she got. I mean, I've been in the office with her, with a student, and she just... She's like hypnotized and trying to give that student everything she can. and help them every way she can. And she's like that with people. She just loves people, and she loves to help them. And this is the way she does. When somebody's in pain, she just gives them all the attention, and she just works with them and try to do everything she can, trying to present every product that they possibly need. And it's just amazing. So they just go, yes, yes, oh, that feels much better. We had one lady couldn't lift her hand up, and she's all happy and everything because she's got a hand in the air in the whole meeting because of the bracelet, and she can lift her hand all the way up in the air. I mean, it's just amazing. And she just, and Sandra will point that out, and they're like, that's just like Maria over there. She can lift that hand up. And everybody's just responding because, you know, it just works. And like I say, just having Barbara Satterwhite and Lisa, I mean, they're just wonderful. And another thing is, I like it sometimes when, sometimes you have a meeting and it's a no-show. I mean, nobody comes. We have the best time because we start going over things and talking and experiencing things and learning different things. And Barbara will add in a few things that we didn't know. And Lisa just brings out all these other points and teach us things. And we have a ball doing staff meeting. We make it a staff meeting if no one shows. And we've been having a good time. And the worst thing can happen is here come a person that's an hour late, and we go like, oh, my goodness, we got to start a meeting. Because a person came late. And that has happened. And we just go from there. But we just go ahead and have a good time. Even if it's a no-show, we don't sit around and say, well, you know, nobody came. No, man, we have a good time talking and saying, and this person did this, and this person said that. And it's all functional, and it's working. And we're so busy all the time. Just like you said, you have statistics on us. We didn't even notice. We didn't know how many people we had. We just going and doing, and we don't have time to keep track of all the details. But we're getting better at that, though. But it's so much fun. It's really, I just like watching a person with the muscle test. You just see the expression on their face, and they're like, do it again. And, I mean, it just happens all the time. And then we explain, you know, the bad energy, the good energy. And Nikan has the answer, and that's the bottom line.
Well, and I know that one of the things, too, that you've done, again, because I look at the orders, and it's been fascinating to me. And I didn't spend a lot of time. I think one day, this was several weeks ago, I just spent some time just looking down and looking at what people ordered and then what they ordered the next month and how you tailored their orders to hit just over that 100-point mark so they'd get the auto-ship credit and everything would keep rolling along. And you literally let them choose, you know, from the catalog or from the computer, whatever worked for them, but you let them pick things, and then they just continue getting results. And when I did that, I was reminded of what, two things real quick, and one was Dennis and Ruth Williams going back 23 years ago to 1991, and when they started, the first 7-8 months in Nikan, we didn't have a lot of stuff. We didn't have auto ship, but most of the people that sponsored in only bought a couple $100 worth of product. And what you and Sandra have done, and what the auto ship 2 for the win promotion is all about, is getting people to buy it over time, which makes it much more affordable rather than doing it in one full swoop. There are lots of people out there that will and need to invest in the sleep system, and that's fantastic. But what Dennis and Ruth did with their organization, the first 7-8 months, they were averaging $51,000 in volume is what it averaged out, and most people were just doing a couple $100. It was a lot of people doing a little bit. And the second thing that it reminded me of, exactly what J. Paul Getty said years ago, I'd rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of the efforts of one.
Right.
And, my hat is off to you guys because you've set the example. You've run with this thing in the first 7 months. And the beautiful thing is we have 4.5 full months left. I mean, I would love to say 5 months, but we got our 2 this week, and I'm working on 2, actually maybe hopefully 4 more that I'll get in the next 2 weeks, because there's a great contest that Jeff Isom announced to the North American field, and I'd like to win that thing. And plus, he as a member of Team Kaizen, he asked us to step up to the plate and set the example. So I didn't want to be the one saying, you know, ducking my tail between my legs and making excuses on why I didn't do it. So I've been working pretty diligently, and I got a lot of work left to do, a lot of follow-up with people that said, oh, call me the third week of August, or call me next week. Well, I'm calling them. I had lots of people put me off, and I just keep thinking that, man, if our organization, if Al and Sandra can do this, what's my problem? And so, Al, thank you for inspiring your upline, okay?
Thank you.
I really want to say thank you for that. And thank you for giving 35 minutes of your time this morning. And if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, man, I should have had so-and-so on the call, or, you know, man, that was a great testimony that Wendell shared or what Al shared, SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, all spelled out, www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Scroll down till you see Al Thornton, Wendell Cheatham's name. Did I pronounce that right, Al? Is it Cheatham? Cheatham?
Yes.
Which one?
Cheatham.
Cheatham, okay. I should have asked earlier. But anyhow, the recording will be posted there in a couple days. Give Steve Kofod a couple days. He's at the Humans Being More, the Outdoor Humans Being More this weekend. But it'll be posted, and then you can copy and paste that link. And then there's a ton of other stuff on that website as well. But Al, Wendell, thank you guys again. You were absolutely delightful to spend time with on the phone this morning. And best of luck. Actually, luck has nothing to do. No, actually, I think when it comes to fishing, it's all about luck, if I remember correctly. Timing, the right bait, the right everything. But it's all out of our control. But what it is in our control is the people that we can impact with what Nikan's given us. And so everybody have a great weekend. I will cover some announcements here in a few minutes. But thank you again, Al, Wendell.
No.
You guys have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.